Well, since the ace has returned, Mr. Ace has been working nights at the office, at least so he claimed, until one of those troublemaking women came in last night and worked on Jane until she called the office. Mr. Ace wasn't there. This episode takes place early the next morning and is in alternate scenes between the Ace's bungalow and Mr. Ace's office. But first to the bungalow, where we find the early morning bustle of getting Mr. Ace and Marge off to business. Jane's in the living room. Listen.
Marge? Oh, Marge? Yes, Jane, I'll be right in. Oh, hey, will you please?
What is it? I'm late, Jane. I have to get going.
Well, come here. I want to ask you something.
What?
Well, come here. I want him to hear it.
Who, Ace?
Yes. Do you think I ought to ask him about last night?
I told you no.
But he wasn't there when I telephoned.
Listen, Jane, the worst thing you can do is to let your husband know you're worried about where he was last night.
But he says he's going again tonight.
Oh, he does?
Yes. And I said, where? To the office? Just like that, I said it, sort of sarcastic-like.
And you did.
Yes, I did. Who does he think I am that he can say that he's going to the office and that he's not there? Who does he think he is, too? Who does he think we both are? So I said...
Listen, Jane, would you do me a favor?
What?
Please don't start a family squabble over last night.
But where was he? You heard what Mrs. Benton said about that woman who called her husband and he wasn't there either.
I could cheerfully choke Mrs. Benton. Now, don't go having ideas. I tell you, this is nothing like that other woman.
Well, where was he? Why can't I ask him?
Well, you mustn't ask him. Don't give him the idea that you're trying to check up on where he...
I'm late, Marge. Aren't you ready yet? I won't be able to give you a lift. I can't wait.
Oh, I got to talking to Jane, and you better run on. I'll take the bus.
Sorry, I can't wait. Goodbye, Jane. See you at dinner.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you for even seeing me at dinner.
Well, what now?
Oh, go ahead. Don't pay any attention.
What brought that up?
If you can spare it, you don't even have to come home for dinner.
Oh, still complaining about my having to work nights. Well, I haven't time to argue about that now. We'll take it up later. Listen, if my secretary calls up, tell her I'm on my way.
Oh, is your phone working?
Yes, my phone working?
Listen, Ace, don't start arguing now. Go on.
I'd like to take that up in detail, but I really have to hurry. I've got a nice deal pending this morning.
I hope you put it over.
Thanks. If Lady Luck's with me.
Who? I've got to get going myself.
Sorry, I can't wait for you, Jane. See you at dinner, Jane.
Thank you.
Oh, Jane, what's the matter with you?
Oh, did he say? Lady somebody? Who was
Lady Luck. It's an expression.
I'll say the world is. I saw the expression, too.
Oh, I don't know what to do with you. The things you pick out to worry about.
Oh, sure, it's nothing to you, but he's my husband.
Oh, don't get dramatic.
I can't help it. I have to find out where he's been going, and I'm going to.
Now, Jane, don't do anything rash.
This isn't rash. I was up thinking about it all last night, and I'm going to do it.
Do what?
I'm going to call him up like some other woman and find out.
Call him up like some other woman? Well, what does that mean?
Call him up at the office this morning and talk like this other woman talks.
What other woman? Are you mad?
Well, sure I'm mad. Nobody can come between me.
Between you?
Yes, I'm going to find out.
Yes, you'll find out a lot calling him up.
Oh, he won't know who it is.
No, not much.
I always was pretty good at imitations.
Imitations?
Oh, now you don't believe it. All right, now. Who's this? Were you there, Charlie? See? And, hello again. And, I haven't got time now to tell you all of them. I've got a million of them.
Oh, I know who that one is.
Which one?
That last one. I've got a million of them. That's Jimmy Durante.
No, that wasn't one of them.
It wasn't?
No, I wasn't imitating anybody that time.
Right, my mistake, Jane. But what about all these imitations? Where do they come in?
Oh, not all of them. I'll do one, talking like the other woman, and find out just what's been going on. And that's where you've got to help me.
Me?
Yes. Oh, I'll do the imitation on the phone, but I want you to help me with what I have to say so I can find out everything.
But there's nothing to find out, I tell you.
Oh, no? Well, where was he last night when I telephoned?
Oh, I don't know, and I don't like being a party to it all there.
Oh, you've got to help me, Marge. Just tell me what to say. I'll do all the talking, like... when are you coming over to see me sometime? See, you didn't know I could do all that. Well, when I finish talking to him, I'll know all about it.
That'll be all the dictation for now, Miss Wilson. Just get those letters off right away, will you?
Yes, sir. Oh, about the home you sold Mr. Napier.
Yes, what about it?
I can't find the record of the commission you made.
Oh, there's no commission on that sale.
No commission?
No, well, you see, Mr. Napier is an artist, a portrait painter, and... Well, he's doing a portrait of me.
He's what?
He's doing a portrait. Well, what are you laughing about?
I'm not laughing.
The man's an artist. He wants to save the commission, and he's doing my portrait. I've been sitting for it at night. What's funny about that?
Well, it's just that I didn't know you went in for things like portraits.
Well, I don't ordinarily, but Mrs. H has always wanted something to hang on a wall in our living room. It's her idea.
Oh, how nice.
I'm getting it as a sort of surprise for her. I've been telling her I've been working nights, and I've been going to... that reminds me. She's getting a little fed up with my running out on her every night. Get Mr. Napier on the phone for me, see if I can skip the night.
Yes, sir. Is he in the book?
Here's the number right here. The phone was just put in. Here it is, Beach 4533. Call him now, will you? I'll talk to him.
Yes, sir.
So infernally slow about this portrait. I've about broken my back sitting for him these past three nights. If I can get out of going a night, I can stall Mrs. Ace off a few days. She doesn't like being left alone every night.
Why don't you take Mrs. Ace with you?
Hey, girl, that would be a fine surprise for her, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, I forgot. Oh, hello, Mr. Napier? Just a moment. Mr. Ace calling.
Hello, Mr. Napier. How are you this morning? What? Well, I'm glad to hear that. I didn't think we got much done last night. Oh, it is. Yes, well, look, I'd like to beg off tonight if I could. You see my what? Oh, the mood. Yeah. But couldn't you recapture it if I skipped the night and came over tomorrow? Yes, well, if you insist, you know your business, I suppose. But if I keep coming over every night, you ought to be finished pretty soon, shouldn't you? Can't hurry the mood. Well, how much longer do you think... what? Oh, but 2 weeks, I mean... Oh, sure, I want a good one while I'm at it, but... No, all right, I guess it'll have to be 2 weeks if you say so. I'm going to have to do a lot of fast talking at home.
Don't you see, Marge, I have to do this or he'll be going out every night from now on.
Oh, he will not. Business just piled up, though, while you were both away.
Business? Oh, Marge, you're as innocent as a new mown hay. Now, look.
I refuse to be a party to this, Jane.
Oh, you've got to help me. It's the only way I can find out.
But find out what? You're keeping me from going to work. I'm in a hurry.
Well, this will only take a minute. Now, wait till I get this pencil and paper ready.
Pencil and paper?
Yes, I want to write down what I'll say on the telephone.
Now, you're not actually going to phone him with one of those imitations you do.
I certainly am. The one that sounds like the other woman. You know, when are you coming over to see me sometime? And if he's, like you say, just attending to business, he won't tell me when he's coming over. And if he isn't, well, I'll find out. Now, go ahead. What'll I say?
What do you say? You say enough when you say that.
Oh, but I want to start off with something like hello.
Well, that's a very novel start for a telephone conversation.
Oh, but not just hello. Something else.
Well, never having been the other woman, I can only guess, Jane. I think the usual line is, hello, tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh, that's good. Now, wait, I'll write it down. Tall, dark. Oh, I'll make it tall, blonde, and fairly good looking. How's that?
Nice work, Jane.
Now, go ahead.
Well, you've got me, Jane. I don't know what comes after that.
Well, how about, guess who this is?
Well, I think that's been overdone.
It is, huh? Oh, I know. Where have you been all my life? Oh, I like that, too. Where have you been all my life? And before he can answer it, I'll say, when are you coming over to see me sometime? There. Now I'll try it. Hello, tall, blonde, and fairly good-looking. Where have you been all my life? When are you coming over to see me sometime? Well, how is it? Oh, you're going to keep laughing. Marge!
I'm sorry, Jane.
Is it all right?
It's perfect.
It is?
I think I'd throw in that one about were you there, Charlie.
Oh, you like that one, Daddy?
No, I mean just for good measure. Were you there, Charlie?
No, now you're just mixing me up. I can't say that to him. I just told you that one to show you that I can do these things. Now, let me see if I got this right now. Hello, tall, blonde, and fairly good-looking. Where have you been all my life? When are you coming over to see me sometime again? Oh, that's right. When are you coming over to see me sometime again? That's it, because if he has been there, that'll give the whole thing away.
If he has been where?
There.
Now we're back to that again. I still think it would simplify the whole thing if you just said, were you there, Charlie?
Oh, you're trying to make me up. Stop saying that. I'm nervous enough as it is. Well, I'll call him right away.
Yes, you do that. I want to hear this.
Oh, I want you to. So nervous. Suppose he answers me.
Well, if you don't want him to answer, why are you calling?
No, I mean, suppose he answers about when he's coming over to see me sometime. Well, I have to find out. I can't go on like this, can I? I just have to find out what...
Never mind, Miss Wilson. You go on with those letters. I'll answer this phone. Hello? All right, Jane. I'm busy. Stop being silly. What do you want? Well, don't start all that over again. I heard all that nonsense. Jane. Was I where? Who? Who did you call? Wait a minute. Who's Charlie? You sound a little excited. What did you say?
Well, Jane got no information out of Mr. Race there. But this business of going out nights and sitting for a portrait leads to some rather interesting complications that we shall learn when next we meet the Easy Aces.